Thank you, Dr. Payne. Well, even in the midst of the weather, which has its own habits and will go about its own way regardless of what we think or say about it, but it's good to see you in spite of what's out there. And I was glad yesterday when I checked in at Richmond at the airport to come. I asked a pilot there who was looking at one of the computer screens, would you call up the weather in Cincinnati and Louisville on your pilot's weather forecast that you get before you fly? He said, yeah. And he said, uh-oh, they're expecting snow and sleet and rain to hit Cincinnati and Louisville by midnight last night. Well, it was a little slower than they had anticipated in getting here, and I'm glad for that. I'm glad I made it here, and it's good to see you braving whatever elements were between you and your home. And I've looked forward to be with you. What I would like to do is, before we get into our first module, is to understand a little more about who's here today. So if we could start in the back, if y'all would start and just tell us who you are and what you're doing now, and so we'd get just that much knowledge of who's here and the position perspective out of which you're listening and talking and working. So let's start, and give us a name and who you are and what you're doing. All right, thanks.
My name is Vince Harris. I'm a wife, Barbara. I'm a full-time student here working on a master's in theology and religion at the church.
All right.
Hi, my name is Hillary, and I'm working on my master's here just in Christian ministry, and I'm hoping to do women's evangelism work for church planning.
Okay. All right.
Hi, my name is Aaron Gray. I'm taking down an hour here at Southern. It's my first semester. Looking to get into it.
Hi, I'm Heather Reynolds. I was a journeyman in India with One Story, and now I'm a student here at Southern, and I'm working with Indian Church Plan here in Louisville, and I hope to go back to India for the rest of my life. But
may your tribe increase. Next. All right, thanks.
Okay. My name is Matthew Steele. Brad Cummings. I actually go to Boyce, and I'm trying to get my college degree. And where I go after that is a little open to you.
Great.
My name is Trent Loach. I'm currently not a student here. Me and my wife spent a lot of time with Bosnian refugees, and we definitely have obviously the nation we reached here in Louisville.
I'm Mark Terry. My wife and I are with the International Mission Board at the Pacific Rim, and I'm a visiting professor of missions up here at Southern, and former union supervisor Larry Baker.
Let me talk about what we're going to do today. Just as Dr. Payne shared with you, I'll be narrowing in increasingly to talk about the U.S. situation. After all the awareness that you now have that I've been with the International Mission Board for the time that I have, you would expect me to be talking about foreign missions. But in essence, we will be talking a lot about foreign missions. The only difference is it's those foreigners who are now on American soil, which, as we will talk about in the second module, 95% of all Americans are that kind of people who came as immigrants to this land. And so we will be talking about foreign missions, but we'll be talking about it through the lens of America and Americans and the status of America now. That'll be in the second module on look at immigration from 1780 until 2006, and looking at the implications for church planting on what we learn from that. The first module is going to be a doing the math module. And the first module will call on you to do work at your tables with each other and among each other. At your tables, if you want to divide up in groups of three, that's fine. Or if you want to do the whole table, we just want you to work together on the module. There's nothing to write or to fill out unless you want to take notes on a paper so your memory will not lose what you've thought about in the process. But I'm going to show you a template of doing the math of analysis of lostness from a particular perspective that I've been working on for a couple of years now, but intensely since last September. And we're going to ask you to work on this doing the math module at your table. We'll spend about 20 minutes doing this, max, and then we'll ask you to comment on what you've seen in the doing the math module. And you'll be given four cities in the USA. You'll be given Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York, and Louisville. You'll be given those four cities. And we'll want you to look through doing the math, a module, a template that I've developed with agenda behind it that we'll talk about after you've looked at it and interpreted what you see there from your perspective. Then we'll talk about it. We won't talk about it a lot because in the second session, we're going to look at immigration from 1780 to the present. And look at that. It'll take the full 50-minute period to do that. Then the third hour, we're going to come back, and it will be heavily dialogue about what these first two modules have in it from your perspective. What are you seeing? What are you understanding to be the church planting implications as a result of looking at lostness in these four places and in the history of immigration in the U.S.? And that should put us at a point of wanting to spend quite a bit of time in dialogue. And so I'll guide that dialogue with us to be sure we don't, you know, travel far afield, but that we'll stay within certain agenda situations in relation to that. Then the fourth period we'll come back and look at how all of this folds into some of our responsibilities in light of the Great Commission as far as our church planting and relating to the task at hand in the USA. So we'll be staying rather fully within a USA setting here, but dealing with the immigrants more and more who are now part of us and will outnumber everybody as far as Anglos go in a few years. And so these are things that we want to talk about. All of what I'm going to be sharing with you will be available electronically when I finish. I'll give it to Dr. Payne. I'll put it on a thumb drive, and he can download it whatever computer he wants for sharing it with you in the normal channels in which things like this are shared. So all of this will be available. So I don't encourage you to take notes on what you see in the PowerPoints, because they're going to be yours very soon. The Doing the Math module has about 35 cities in it. I've only chosen four for us to work at your table, so you can work through an illustration to see how the template is organized and the agenda behind it. And so we'll do that. What I want to show you is where this comes from in the Doing the Math. So you can see the background, and I'll do minimal background if this computer will cooperate. There is what is called by some the Glen Mary study. Actually, the Glen Mary study, for the most part, is brought to Louisville to a group just down the road here outside your seminary doors and toward the east. It's pulled together by a number of denominations. Southern Baptist is a major one at the table. And this has been going on now since 1980, every 10 years. At the time of the census, preparation is made to do a major study of all religions, but doing sampling within all religions. And Southern Baptists buy in every 10 years to a major oversample for us, so that our data is far more accurate than any other data in there in terms of us being to drill down to actual Southern Baptist settings around the USA. The data is configured by the U.S., it's configured by counties, it's configured by metro areas as defined by the U.S. Census. And therefore, there is a level beyond which, meaning in population, that the Glen Mary study will not go in mega areas. So if you're thinking about a town that or city that's smaller than what the U.S. Census considers as metro areas, you won't find it here. The data's configured in the same way. So it would be compatible with U.S. Census data, and those of us who do research can research back and forth with apples and apples and oranges and not mixed. And so you can look at it in most any configuration. So let me show you. I'll go to metro areas. I've got the whole database here in my computer. I'll go down to Louisville. Now here's what it looks like inside the database when you pull up a city. This is how the Glen Mary configures the data. First, you see the graphic at the top. Everything is graphically shown at the top in terms of the overall summary. The left figure there, if I bring my cursor over on it, it will tell you there are 225,374 in the year 2000 evangelical Protestant. When you move over to mainline Protestant, it'll tell you there are 97,490 mainline Protestants in Louisville. When you move over to Catholic, it'll tell you there are 204,080 as of the snapshot that was taken on a given Sunday in April all over the USA, getting beyond the major winter months, but before the summer begins to take its toll on churches and all. And all of this is researched to when's the optimal weekend that most people of religion are in their congregations to get the max look of the congregations there at that point. Other than those 15,817, which would include Hindus and Buddhists and Islamic and others that are, allow themselves to be counted and to be logged, the unclaimed that are not shown on any in any church situation, 482,000, and the figure over to the left is whatever the largest module is here. It's not always the unclaimed. In this case, it's the largest, so there's 482,837 unchurched, unclaimed from the perspective of any religion, doesn't claim any of those people as theirs. And so this is the module that I'm working from. Now, here are all your major denominations or religions in the study, so you can look at 1990 for American Baptist here on the left, and I can move down and see those churches that were sampled and that are in the sample at that point. Then we can go back and see that American Baptist had one congregation or 22 congregations in 1990 with 7,641. It had 21 congregations in 2000. It lost one and 8,000. However, its membership grew, but his number of churches dropped by one, and you see the percentages out there. You can go through participants in 1990 only that were not in 2000, see which ones were in the 1990 count but not in this one, and you can do research to replace those if you want to do a more accurate study. If you look at only in 2000, you see a lot more joined the study. The Muslims had 5,662 in what they were willing to admit to in 2000. And then the totals at the bottom, you see what is there. Below that, the population of these seven counties are equivalents in 90, 948,829. In 2000, it was 1,025,598. And this is what's in the on the front piece. Now, you can go down and look at all of these groups individually that's in there. And so what I've done, I've moved from this very general template to create my own template to look at lostness through these eyes. And so let me show you what we're going to give you in terms of handouts. You're going to get handouts that look like this. Atlanta, and you're going to start with the population, all affiliates of all religions. You're going to look at the congregations, gains or losses. You're going to look at the percentage compared to the population in 2000. You're going to look at total congregations in Louisville in 90 and 2000. You're going to look at any gains, what the percent gains were, what the per year gains were. You're going to look at the average size of the congregations in 2000. You're going to look at the unclaimed population based on all religions. You're going to look at unclaimed populations, percent of the total population, evangelical members singled out, what was the size of evangelicals in Louisville, and what was the unclaimed population from looking only through evangelical eyes, the congregations needed of all religions to reach the unclaimed. You're going to look at how many years that will take, assuming nobody's born and nobody dies, which, you know, that's an unrealistic assumption, but we need it to work with to look at things now. Congregations, evangelicals that are needed to get at lostness. You're going to look at what I've done is I have called and worked with a number of Southern Baptist state conventions. I've asked them to go back in the last 10, 15, 20 churches that were brought into the convention through a convention vote at a previous convention and give me their average size and what is the size that that convention encourages churches to be at, would like to see at, to come in. What they see is what they like. 100 is the number that I have been looking at in as a result of all of these inquiries. Then I've asked them, what is the initial amount of monies that your state in cities mainly like to see or able to get meaning the state convention or the association or a mother church or the emerging church, what kind of monies do they shoot toward and get somewhere in the ballpark of to help an initial church get what they want in terms of an initial church start? I took all of their comments, put them together. It averages about $2 million, which in many cities like New York wouldn't buy a postage stamp, but still that's the amount of money. Then I multiply that time the church is needed. The way we plant churches through historic methods that they share is their method there in that state, to see what the total amount of money it would take to plant churches the way we've planted churches to this point. Then we look at what would neighborhood church planting be like. Then we look at what would theological education needs be in light of that. I have also put here, which is not in the Glenn Mary study, but is in the National Adult Literacy Study, what is the oral and literate situation? Now, I'll ask our friend, one story person here, I hope you keep your eyes on overseas and don't say, man, I could do one story in Louisville and do it well. Please don't get that up here. I'm biased to foreign missions, you'll understand that. And so you're going to look at four. Now, I'm not going to talk any more about this. I want you to proceed with as much help as I've given and no more. Where are our handouts? Each person will get all four of these. I would like at your table for you to pick one. Choose any one of these four and look intensely at that. Talk among yourselves as to what you see in this template. What are your findings? What impresses you, what bothers you, what's the status, the future of church planting in this city that you look at. And in about 10 or 15 minutes, I'll call us back together, let you talk about from your table what you collectively saw. So talk with each other. And then we're going to spend what we have in the last of this first hour to talk about the implications in America for church planting based on this perspective of lostness. If you have questions, I'll be around, walking around looking at your tables, ask them. I hope this is enough for you to work through it without the need of further explanation. All right. We're going to do, as I said, we're going to do a very basic and minimal findings. What have you seen? What's your reactions? What's in there? Save your suggestions for change or for getting at lostness there. Save that for the third hour. What we want from you and your tables is a summary of your attitude, your feelings, your thoughts, your findings. And let's just go around the tables. Let's start in the back left, if we please. Whoever you've got as a spokesperson or one or two that want to say, here's your reaction. Tell us the city and what you found, what you saw. And excuse me, others may want to turn to your Atlanta page as they talk about what they saw. Right. And that's the heart of the Bible Belt.
And then a couple of other things. Looking at all the number of congregations, all religions, 2660. Again, these are not even just evangelicals, but
yeah.
2660, and we look at the need, a typical Southern Baptist church under 100 would be 31,575. So it's
right.
Can't even read and write, and 29%
want to talk about later in session three, what complications does this present to church planters if you have orality like that?
Just one more thing. If you look at the evangelical versus everybody else, if you look at the 77% of the population is considered lost.
Yeah.
77%.
Yeah. You say y'all came to the conclusion we better do church planting high priority? We'll talk about in the third session what your suggestions are, the type of church planting, methodology and approaches that we'll get there. All right, let's go to our other back table and work our way to the front. And y'all had what city? All right, what'd y'all see in Los Angeles? I'm real glad that y'all are looking at Los Angeles after looking at Atlanta. So turn to your Los Angeles page. What did y'all find? What did y'all see there in that data?
Well, we did notice that in the population gain of 12.68, that the affiliation gain in congregations was 20.96. So it was an indication that the folks that are moving from Los Angeles have some type of, or at least the growth structure, has some type of religious affiliation. The new folks are moving in. We as well were surprised that the illiteracy numbers at like Reeves, Los Angeles at 87%, which I don't know exactly how that's measured, you know, whether that's measuring on literacy in their own language or literacy in
English. No, it's literacy in English.
Okay.
That's the National Adult Literacy Study conducted by Princeton. Began in the early 90s being done, and it's done based on a 500 question oral test and written test to see how they can cope up and what they can understand, and it's done based in English because that's what the U.S. Department of Education wanted to know. Who in America is literate in English? Yeah, East Los Angeles, heavy ethnic concentration.
But we looked at the total dollar figure, too, of $304 billion, and our table was sure we could bring it in at $302, so we wouldn't talk with whoever's coming up with the money.
All right. You're not going to quibble over. Okay, let's come back up to this table. Y'all had what? All right, you looked at Louisville. What did you see in Louisville?
One of the things we noticed is that the congregational gain is really connected with the population gain.
Speak louder if you can. All right. Okay, let's move over to our table there. They took on the beast, if you please, and that's not a derogatory statement. Tell us about your city and what you found.
We looked at New York, and obviously
your basis.
That's kind of tough.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's come over now to our last table here. And y'all had Louisville as well.
Yep.
All right, what did y'all see?
Really a lot of the same as far as gravitated toward the strategy part.
Okay.
During our discussion.
Which in the third period, we want to talk about pretty well the whole period.
Right.
Yeah. Had an interesting proposal over here. I don't know if they'd be willing to share their proposal. They may not want others to get in on their proposal, but would y'all share the proposal with the group of what y'all had?
I offered to plant a church for $1.5 million.
I said I didn't plant a home money for $2 million.
We had bargaining going on over here at this table before it was over. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's take about a 10-minute break. We're where we wanted to be, you know, and we started later. Let's take a 10-minute break and come back. We're going to move into the immigration module. Save any notes you've got on your paper. After this, the third session, we're going to come back and study both of these together in through our dialogue about what do you see is needed in the future in terms of church planting. What do you see the role of theological education being? What would you think that church planters that are going after this, what are the methods and what kind of training are they going to need? How would this occur and where? And could it occur? So the third period becomes really the working, dialoguing session to where we want to talk about suggestions and strategy and possibilities there at that point. All right? So we'll see you in about 10 minutes.